At the time of Asher's son of Jeroboam became ill, and Jeroboam said to his wife, "Now get up, disguise yourself, so they will not recognize you as my wife, and go to Shiloh, for Ahijah the prophet is there." It was he who spoke about my kingship over this people. Take with you 10 loaves of bread, some cakes and a jar of honey, and go to him, he will tell you what will become of the boy. Jeroboam's wife did as instructed. She arose and went to Shiloh and arrived in Ahijah's house. Now Ahijah could not see, for his eyes were dim because of his age. But the Lord had said to Ahijah, "Behold, the wife of Jeroboam is coming to ask you about her son, for he is ill. You ought to say such and such to her, because when she arrives, she will be disguised." So when Ahijah heard the sound of her feet and ringed the door, he said, "Come in. Not like my servant David, who kept my commandments and followed me with all his heart, doing only what was right in my eyes. You have done more evil than all who came before you. You have proceeded to make for yourself other gods and molten images to provoke me, and you have flung me behind your back. Because of all this, behold, I am bringing disaster on the house of Jeroboam. I will cut off from Jeroboam every male, both slave and free in Israel. I will burn up the house of Jeroboam as one burns up dung until it is gone. Anyone belonging to Jeroboam who dies in the city will be eaten by dogs, and anyone who dies in the field will be eaten by the birds of the air. For the Lord has spoken, as for you, get up and go home. When your feet enter the city, the child will die. All Israel will mourn for him and bury him, for this is the only one belonging to Jeroboam who will receive a proper burial. Because only in him has the Lord, the God of Israel, found any good in the house of Jeroboam. Moreover, the Lord will raise up for himself a king over Israel, who will cut off the house of Jeroboam. This is the day, yes, even today. For the Lord will strike Israel as a reed is shaken in the water. He will uproot Israel from this good land that he gave their fathers, and he will scatter them beyond the Euphrates, because they have made their Asherah poles, provoking the Lord to anger. So he will give Israel over on account of the sins Jeroboam has committed and has caused Israel to commit. Then Jeroboam's wife got up and departed for Tirzah. And as soon as she stepped over the threshold of the house, the boy died. And they buried him, and all Israel mourned for him, according to the word that the Lord has spoken through his servant Ahijah the prophet. As for the rest of the acts of Jeroboam, how he waged war and how he reigned, they are indeed written in the book of the Chronicles of the Kings of Israel. And the length of Jeroboam's reign was 22 years, and he rested with his fathers and his
his son that I brained in his place. Meanwhile, Rehoboam, son of Solomon, reigned in Judah. He was 41 years old when he became king, and he reigned 17 years in Jerusalem, the city the Lord had chosen from all the tribes of Israel in which to put his name. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite. And Judah did evil in the sight of the Lord, and by the sins they committed they provoked him to jealous anger more than all their fathers had done. They also built for themselves high places, sacred pillars and Asherah poles on every high hill and under every green tree. There were even male shrine prostitutes in the land. They imitated all the abominations of the nations. The Lord had driven out before the Israelites in the fifth year of Rehoboam's reign. Shishak, king of Egypt, came up and attacked Jerusalem. He seized the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the royal palace. He took everything, including all the gold shields that Solomon had made. Then King Rehoboam made bronze shields in their place and committed them to the care of the captains of the guard on duty at the entrance to the royal palace. And whenever the king entered the house of the Lord, the guards would bear the shields, and later they would return them to the guard room. As for the rest of the acts of Rehoboam, along with all that he did, are they not written in the book of the chronicles of the kings of Judah? There was war between Rehoboam and Jeroboam throughout their days. And Rehoboam rested with his fathers and was buried with them in the city of David. His mother's name was Naamah the Ammonite, and his son Abijam reigned in his place.